While studies are reasonably clear on the role of carbon emissions by humans in causing global warming in the Arctic, less is known about the causes of warming in the Antarctic because of its remoteness. Some experts believe it's due to greenhouse gases, while others believe changes in the Antarctic landscape are due to natural fluctuations in climate. In a study in this week's issue of Nature Geoscience, an international team of scientists reports on the results of a new model they say proves the human footprint in global warming in the Antarctic. The model incorporates 100 years' worth of temperature data from the Arctic and about 50 years of recorded temperatures from stations in Antarctic. The temperatures in the Antarctic were gathered along the coastal areas, according to scientists, because it's too difficult to get to the continent's interior. When the temperature data from both continents were plugged into the model, scientists say it clearly shows the human effects of global warming in the South Pole. Andrew Monahan is with the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. He wrote the News and Views article in Nature.
That's why this study is so important, because it formally demonstrates the human contribution for the first time.
In a teleconference with reporters, Monahan said substantial warming has been detected along up to half of Antarctica's frozen coastlines that will lead to an even greater rise in sea levels.
While nothing catastrophic is envisioned in the next century, there could be a substantial acceleration in the melt.
Monahan expects the effects of global warming at the poles will continue even after humans stop putting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.